Well, in Arkansas, legislators have passed a number of anti-trans bills restricting gender-affirming treatment, among other things, which prompted one church in the Ozarks to launch Queer Camp, a week-long day camp for LGBTQ plus youth, the first of its kind in the South. Jacqueline Froelich from member station KUAF reports.
Wait, can I have the blue now?
Children spray paint and glitter graffiti on the forested parking lot of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville. They can choose activities ranging from birding, yoga, chaos ball, and theater.
The two princesses forsake their families and carve out a simple life for themselves as innkeepers in Medina. Tradition thrown out the window, but at least you're happy.
Counselor Janelle Ezel is teaching a bunch of girls and boys how to apply makeup and nail polish.
So we have nail staff if you want to do a manicure, pedicure, you want to do a mud mask.
More than 90 kids ages 12 to 18 signed up for Queer Camp, says Camp Director Connor Newsom Doyle. They were not asked to declare their gender identities.
We didn't want to ask because there might be some campers who maybe don't feel fully ready to express that to their parents or guardians. And so you can come to Queer Camp as you are.
Each morning, campers meet in self-led peer empowerment groups where they can explore such issues. Joanne Pointer is the facilitator.
This is a population of kids who typically don't get this kind of support in like a public school setting or even a private school setting.
Camper Milo Newman is 12.
I'm gay, and I really want to make a lot of gay friends. And it's just, to me, it's cool to have a lot of, like, queer friends that you relate to.
My name is Timothy Newman, and I am Milo's father. I first heard about Queer Camp from a member of the church. We are not members of the church. And a member of the church suggested that we check it out because it might be a safe space to identify as queer openly and make friends.
Queer Camp has no religion classes, says Pastor Clint Schneckloth.
We have been essentially an outpost, kind of hopefully safe space for LGBTQ church in Arkansas for quite a while. And so, that's definitely part of our mission because that's who we want to be as the people of God.
Dozens of secular camps for LGBTQ plus kids operate across the country, but only a few faith-based camps exist, especially in the South, according to Ross Murray. He's operated a non-denominational Christian camp in rural Minnesota since 2003 and has authored a new guidebook on LGBTQ inclusive youth ministries.
Seeing what is happening in Arkansas and recognizing that there needs to be a set apart space, a safe haven, a sanctuary for young LGBTQ youth, especially this year for young folks that are feeling battered on all sides.
The Arkansas State Legislature recently enacted laws targeting trans youth. One bars gender-affirming medical care. Another bans participation by trans girls and women in public school and college sports. Camper Maximus Adkins, age 13, protested lawmakers at the state capitol.
Because they're trying to create what they believe is a perfect America. They're trying to correct something that they don't understand. They're afraid. They try to tell us who we are, and that doesn't make any sense. Don't tell me who I am when you know nothing about me.
Camp volunteer and parent Ashley Churchman helped initiate Queer Camp.
And I have a kiddo that's already had some mental health struggles and attempted suicide, so a safe space like this for kids is not only a beautiful thing, it can truly be life-saving. It's so much more to me than just a fun camp.
But after enrollment for Queer Camp was first announced in April, Pastor Schneckloth received hate messages and death threats. So while camp was in session, the facilities were secured with an undercover police officer patrolling the grounds. For Here and Now, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville.